Lee?
I think it's fair to say the last two performances should have got you two wins, shouldn't they?
Yeah, certainly. I think we've been good enough to you. The Catalan game just went away from us, you know, just attacking wise. But defensively, I thought we were very, very good that day. And the amount of ball we had in the second half, we just, you know, couldn't convert that into points. The weather probably didn't help a little bit with it being so greasy. And then last week, obviously, that the decision from the referee to give the no try, obviously, it hurts a little bit and it stings. But we're aware of how we've played. So, you know, coaches talk about sometimes it's not always about the result, although it is a results-based game. You know, the type of performance and how you play, we know that we can take confidence, especially from these last two games.
It's been definitely a step forward, hasn't it, for the club in this Super 8? It's been tough, hasn't it? We all knew it was going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, you know, we have had a few injuries, and you're playing against the absolute best. You know, the bottom four teams are in the middle eights, obviously, and so you're playing against the absolute best, you know, Super League players and teams on a week in, week out basis. We've had a few disruptions to our team, which has hurt us a little bit. But it's been a great experience for the lads, you know, to play at that level of intensity over this block of time. And I think that also prepares us well for next year.
At this stage last year, the club didn't know where it was going to be playing. You do know, and I guess that's allowed you to prepare a lot earlier already for next year, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think it helps with the signings. Obviously, you're a lot more attractive a club. We've guaranteed Super League status, and especially how things are going this year with Lee guaranteed to be in Super League. You know, a Super League team are going to be in the lower league next year, which is, you know, it's sad to see, but it's the nature of the game and the competition as it stands. And you know, we're just very grateful as a club, you know, players and staff, that, you know, that's not us this year.
How would you assess the development of Wakefield as a club in the last 12 months? How far do you think you've come?
Oh, I think we've come on a long way. I think the squad is more competitive. And I think we've got a better caliber of player in there. We'll be looking to improve that again next year. You know, as we'll need to. You know, no teams are standing still. Every team's getting better on a year-on-year basis. And you know, we need to improve next year to compete and be where, you know, where we have been this year, and hopefully improve on that as well.
People have got to look past the results the last few weeks, haven't they? And what a success it has been, semi-final, making the top eight when literally everyone had written you off, hadn't they?
Yeah, you know, that's the easy thing to do is just look at, you know, our results. If you just look at our results over the, you know, this top eight, you may say that, you know, it's been a disappointing season. But when you go back to where we were at the beginning, I think we'd lost maybe 11 games on the bounce. I'm not too sure of the numbers exactly, but obviously, you know, we were a long way behind the next best team, and to go from there and go on an unbeaten run for 7 or 8 games with the, you know, introduction as Chris as the new head coach, you know, that's a fantastic turnaround. And I think for me, obviously the quarterfinal win, it'll just feel a special game. But when we beat Warrington at home and then Catalans in that fixture away at the Magic, we had no right to win that game. It was just pure determination and effort, how the boys were in there for each other. And I think that showed me something, that something had changed from the year before. You know, I think maybe the year before or years gone by, we may have not been quite good enough to stay in the game and pinch it at the end. Whereas this year we had, you know, a little bit more grind in us. I think we're mentally tougher. You know, we had a very good pre-season this year over at Featherstone using that base, and you know, I think we're definitely, you know, a much better team this year.
You started off under Brian. Obviously, Chris has come in. How does that affect you as an assistant? It obviously changes everything, I guess, does it?
I mean, no, my role within the coaching staff remained the same. It was just a new head coach who had some different ideas and a different, you know, a different persona. You know, Brian is a very, very intense guy. Defensively, you know, really, really sound. Offensively, we played quite ad lib. There wasn't too much structure out there, and I think the lads really needed that. So Chris has come in with he's probably a little bit more approachable than Brian, and a little bit easy to be around for some of the players. I think that probably maybe just released a bit of pressure from them. Probably felt a little bit more at ease. And then he put a nice little structure in place for them guys to work to, and you know, it clearly worked as we went on that run that we did.
Good stuff. Being in the Super 8 means you get the honour of playing all the best teams again, and you got the Saints, one of your former clubs, this week. You've not caring very well. How do you assess their year so far?
Probably a little bit indifferent, you know, certainly at the middle point, but over the middle eights period, they've really gained some momentum. I noticed how they were defending before and looked a little bit erratic when they were defending in good ball. And obviously, I'm good friends with Kieran and Sean and some of the coaching staff there. and had a little chat with Loughrin. They just seemed to have solved all those defensive issues that they had before. They just seem much calmer. They look much calmer now on the edges, and I think that's been the biggest turning point for them as well. They look so calm in defence now, and they've always had the firepower in attack of St Helens. So now they've got the balance of both. I think they've got a really good opportunity to have a go for the grand final again.
Yeah, they're the form team in terms of results. They've produced a lot of wins, haven't they? Looking at it then, people will be thinking, oh, they'll be looking at a week off almost before the semi-final start, but they'll want to keep that form going, won't they, into the semi?
Yeah, I think, obviously, it's looking like they're resting Roby. That's probably a bit smart, considering how much football they play, the amount of minutes he does on a week-to-week basis, but you need to take momentum into the next game, so it's probably a smart move from them to give Robs a little bit of a rest. I think Percival and Lomax are back in this week. You know, two other very important players for them, so they get to have a hit out, and I'm sure they'll be flying coming the playoffs.
And as usual, Wakey have been written off going to Saints, so nothing to lose for you lads.
Yeah, there's absolutely no pressure on us. Whether we get this win or not on the weekend, it's not going to change our mindset for next year, or it's not going to dent our confidence in any way, shape or form. We know how we've played. You know, the last couple of weeks in particular, we know we've got some very good players that are not fit at the minute, and we'll have some new exciting players, you know, ready to join us for next year. So we're not too concerned about, you know, this being some big important game for us, though obviously we are going to go there, you know, give everything we've got. It's, you know, it's 80 minutes left of what's been a long tough season for these players, especially, you know, if you talk about Jacob Miller and Liam Finn. Both played every single game. Obviously, Milky's had an operation since then, but for two halfbacks to play every single, almost every minute of every game for 30-odd games is some going. So a lot of credit to those two in particular, but to the rest of the lads as well.